This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Gabby Kennedy presented by Subaru of New England. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Kennedy, say hey to Lauren from Middleboro.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Lauren?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
Five pop culture trivia questions, Lauren. You answer more right than Kennedy, you win the money. And again, if you tie her, that's a loss for you. She's gone into that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Disney is making a live action movie about Gaston. Gaston is the villain from which classic Disney movie?
Beauty and the Beast.
Melissa Joan Hart got burned by an online ad. She ordered what she thought was a beautiful Christmas dress, only to receive a cheap piece of printed fabric. Melissa Joan Hart starred in which 90s TV show that took place in the fictional town of Westbridge, Massachusetts?
Teenage Witch.
What's it called?
Teenage Witch.
Question number three. Bill Belichick was spotted looking like a proud grandpa at his girlfriend's cheerleading competition. Is their age gap over or under 45 years?
Over.
Question number four. BTS member Jungkook is teasing that spring will mark a major turning point for BTS as they prepare for their comeback. Outside of them wanting to pursue solo projects, what was the main factor for BTS going on hiatus?
The military?
And question number five, Noah Schnapp says, Stranger Things kids are going to watch the finale together. Who does Noah's character, Will Byers, have an unrequited crush on the show?
The only character's name I know is 11.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
I understand you're a fifth grade math and science teacher.
Oh, fifth grade.
That's right.
You're in the thick of it.
In the thick.
In the thick of it. Let's see. I'm trying to see if Lauren got six or seven right.
She gets it enough at work. She doesn't need it from you, a fully grown man.
Lauren got 3 out of 5, Kennedy. What is up with my
Lauren, game? I'm sorry.
Okay. Softing.
These are tough. You ready? Disney is making...
I'm ready.
Yeah, the hard part's over for you.
Sorry.
You can hang out.
You can just... No,
yeah,
you're
that's
good.
Right. I still listen.
Disney's making a live-action movie about Gaston. Gaston is the villain from which classic Disney movie?
Beauty and the Beast.
1-1. Melissa Joan Hart got burned by an online ad. She ordered what she thought was a beautiful Christmas dress, only to receive a cheap piece of printed fabric. Melissa Joan Hart starred in which 90s TV show that took place in the fictional town of Westbridge, Massachusetts?
Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
2-1. Question number three. Bill Belichick was spotted looking like a proud grandpa at his girlfriend's cheerleading competition.
Ow.
Thank you.
Is their age gap over or under 45 years?
Under.
49. 2-2. Question number four. BTS member Jungkook is teasing that spring will mark a major turning point for BTS as they prepare for their comeback. Outside of them wanting to pursue solo projects, what was the main factor for BTS going on hiatus?
They had to do their mandatory military service.
Because three. South Korea don't play that.
Tied to 3, question number 5. Noah Schnapp says the Stranger Things kids are all going to watch the finale together. Who does Noah's character, Will Byers, have an unrequited crush on in the show?
Mike.
Does that work, Mike?
Yeah, Mike Wheeler. It's
Mike,
fine.
Mike.
4-3 is the final score. Nice work, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Yep, she's pretty good. You're not walking away empty-handed, though. You just won yourself 4 movie passes to Avatar, Fire and Ash. This December, the world of Avatar will change forever. Avatar, Fire and Ash, in theaters everywhere this Friday. Plus, you are in the running for the grand prize, which is a $600 gift card.
Thank you.
$600 is pretty cool.
Yeah, I see you. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Lauren from Middleborough, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no.
Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Roberta from Hudson, Mass.
Hi, Roberta.
Hi, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks.
5 trivia questions, Roberta. They're all pop culture related. You answer more right than Kennedy, you win yourself $1,000. Kennedy's now left the studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Have you studied?
I hope so. It's really hard.
Here we go. Question number 1. CBS is airing a second Everybody Loves Raymond reunion special with footage they had cut from the first one. Who was the star of Everybody Loves Raymond?
Ray Romano.
Billboard revealed the 10 highest grossing country tours of 2025. Zach Bryan was number 3. Post Malone was number 2. And Beyonce was number 1. What was Beyonce's country tour called?
Oh, Cowboy.
People are screaming at the radios now. I need an answer.
I'm sure they are. I don't know. Okay. I don't know.
All right.
Cowboy something.
Question number 3. Tonight is the third night of Hanukkah. How many candles are there on a menorah?
Well, there are 8, but there's the middle one that lights it. So technically there are 9.
There you go. Happy Hanukkah to everybody out there.
Question number 4. A woman asked Chris Martin from Coldplay to send a video message for her son's wedding. He showed up and performed instead.
Oh, yeah.
Can you name this Coldplay song just from its opening lyrics? Take a listen.
I used to rule the world. Seas would rise when I gave the word. Now in the morning I sleep alone. Sweep the streets I used to own.
Name the song.
Oh, I don't know the name of it.
Question number 5. Forbes has determined that James Cameron is a billionaire. Which of these 3 huge movie franchises has Cameron not created? Pirates of the Caribbean, The Terminator, or Avatar? Which one did he not create?
The Terminator.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
I understand you are a school counselor.
I am.
How's it going with kids in 2025?
It's great. I wish there was no social media, but other than that...
Is that the biggest issue they
they're
face?
They're a lot of fun. It's a lot, yeah, but they're a lot of fun. They're different every day.
Barrett said to me last night, he said, I haven't been on my phone for 3.5 hours, and it felt good.
And yeah, they really actually do like the break. It's amazing.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Thank you.
Roberta from Hudson got 2... out of 5 right.
Well done, friend.
Yeah, these are hard. Kennedy, are you ready?
Yeah.
$1,000 on the line for Roberta if she wins. CBS is airing a second Everybody Loves Raymond reunion special with footage they had cut from the first one. Who was the star of Everybody Loves Raymond?
Ray Romano.
Goes back to my take that we need a good sitcom with laugh tracks on network TV.
Yes.
There are none anymore.
Agreed, there aren't.
Question number 2. Billboard revealed the 10 highest grossing country tours of 2025. Zach Bryan 3rd, Post Malone 2nd, Beyonce was 1st. What was Beyonce's country tour called?
Carter.
Cowboy Carter.
Yeah, of course. I remember it now.
That's how it works sometimes.
2-1 Yeah. Question number three. Tonight is the third night of Hanukkah. How many candles are there on a menorah?
8? Oh, it's 9.
It is 9. You get the one in the middle.
Yep.
Yep. 3-2 Question number four. A woman asked Chris Martin from Coldplay to send a video message for her son's wedding. He didn't do it, Kennedy. He instead showed up and performed instead.
That's a hell of a wedding gift.
Can you name this Coldplay song just from the opening lyrics?
I used to rule the world, seas would rise when I gave the word. Now in the morning I sleep alone, sweep the streets I used to own.
When I ruled the world?
The disdain in his eyes.
Viva la vida. And don't you worry.
Yep.
It's the only song we're going to play for the next 3.5 hours. Question number five. Forbes has determined that James Cameron is a billionaire. Which of these three huge movie franchises has Cameron not created? Pirates of the Caribbean, The Terminator, or Avatar?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Nice job, Kennedy. Let's see. 1, 2, 3. 4-2 is the final score.
Oh, I only got three.
Three?
I only got three.
No, you got Ray Romano.
I did not get Hanukkah. And
oh,
I
you
did
got,
not
that's
get,
right. Mm-hmm. My apologies. 3-2 is the final score.
Good job, girl.
Yeah, those were hard. Those were hard, Roberta.
It makes me feel a little better.
Yep. All right. Well, thank you for what you're doing, being a school counselor. I can't imagine how much those kids depend on you. It's a wonderful thing that you're providing to them.
Oh, it's great. Thank you. And I'm Roberta from Hudson, and I can't beat Kennedy.
She understood the assignment.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Cammy Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Kennedy, say hey to Andrea from Melrose.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Good, good, thank you.
Apparently, Andrea is overwhelmed by Christmas.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm always overwhelmed, but you know, you add that in, it's just
it's
a little crazy. Yeah.
Well, it's only 3 days till Christmas, you're fine.
Well, that's the problem, is that it's just I feel like December just started.
I know. It feels like it's tomorrow.
All right. Holidays aren't supposed to be stressful. They're supposed to be joyous. Mm. Capitalism.
No, it's fun.
Will you get Kennedy out of the studio, please, Andrew?
Kennedy, please leave the studio.
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you, you too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, remember, it is a loss for you. She's now over in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that we're saying. Dan, let's wave to Kennedy. Hi, Kennedy. Hi. She waved back. Here we go. Question number one. Reader's Digest broke down the 13 biggest moments of the year in pop culture, and some of the top ones were the Coldplay Kiss Cam, K-pop Demon Hunters, Katy Perry going to space, and at number one on the list were these monster-faced plushie toys that have taken over the world. What are they called?
I honestly, I don't even know because my kids hate them.
Question number two, Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You now has the most weeks all time at the top of the Billboard charts with 20. Finish the lyrics from the song. Take a listen.
Underneath the mistletoe.
Half a point. You didn't sing it.
Dick Van Dyke recently turned.
You don't want to hear my voice.
Dick Van Dyke recently turned 100 years old. For context, Babe Ruth fit 405 of his home runs while Dick Van Dyke was alive.
That's crazy.
Which of these three is not a nickname for Babe Ruth? The Sultan of SWAT, the Colossus of Clout, or the Splendid Splinter?
The Splendid Splinter.
Oreo just unveiled 8 new treats that are showing up on our shelves as we speak. The new products include Oreo Cakesters Confetti Cake, Oreo Thin Chocolate Ganache, and a bunch of others. What is Oreo's most well-known slogan?
I have no idea.
And question number five. A singer named Tyla has sparked backlash after sharing a video of herself walking a tiger during her Middle East tour stop. It even prompted PETA to comment, which country has the most tigers in the world, having 75% of the global population?
Sorry, repeat the end of that. Where are tigers?
Yes. Which country has the most tigers in the world?
Ooh, I'm not good at this. Tigers, tigers, tigers. I just think of like Jungle Book. Where's Jungle Book? I don't know.
The 100-acre woods.
Right?
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy! They have the most bouncing tigers.
I'm not a geography person.
That's all right. Kennedy, welcome back.
I like arts and crafts.
Andrea from Melrose got 2 out of 5, right?
Well done.
These are extremely difficult, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
Reader's Digest broke down the 13 biggest moments of the year in pop culture, and some of the top ones were the Coldplay Kiss Cam. Damn, we were there. We saw it happen.
Yep.
I was, too. It was amazing.
No way. That's crazy.
K-pop Demon Hunters, Katy Perry going to space, and at number one on the list were these monster-faced plushie toys that have taken over the world. What are they called?
Labubu?
There we go.
Reader's Digest is still around?
Yep.
I loved that magazine when I was a kid.
You should check back in. They're out there.
We had a little basket in my bathroom, Dan. 1-0. Question number two. Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You now has the most weeks all time at the top of the Billboard charts with 20. Finish this lyric from the song.
Underneath the mistletoe.
We'll give you a 3/4 of a point. Yeah. You didn't really belt it.
It was almost singing.
Right.
I'll do better next time.
You know how we do this.
I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. My apologies.
You got to be committed to it, Kennedy.
I know.
2-1. Question number three. Dick Van Dyke recently turned 100. For context, Babe Ruth hit 405 of his home runs while Dick Van Dyke was alive. Which of these three is not a nickname for Babe Ruth? The Sultan of SWAT, the Colossus of Clout, or the Splendid Splinter?
That last one. Thank you, Sandlot.
3-2.
That's what I was thinking of, too.
Question number four. Oreo has unveiled 8 new treats that are showing up on shelves as we speak, including Oreo Cakester's Confetti Cake and Oreo Thin Chocolate Ganache.
Just make Oreos. Mm. You've cracked the code. Mm. What are you doing?
If they're not out here trying to improve their product, we would have never gotten Double Stuff. Oreo, you do you.
You've cracked the code. Just make Oreos.
What is Oreo's most well-known slogan?
Oh, I don't know.
Do you know why nobody knows? Because they don't need one. Everyone just buys Oreos.
Right.
Regular Oreos.
It is Milk's favorite cookie.
I was going to say Milk's best friend.
Yeah. Milk's favorite cookie, yeah.
No, 3-2, question number 5. A singer named Tyla sparked backlash after sharing a video of herself walking a tire during her Middle East tour stop. It even prompted PETA to comment, which country has the most tigers in the world, having 75% of the global population?
What country, you say?
That's what I say.
China?
India.
I feel so much better.
India is the correct answer. Did you see Tyla also went after Nicki Minaj and essentially told her just give up her career and stop?
I did not.
It's really good. Go in and read it, Dan. It's pretty funny.
Well, Nicki Minaj, someone needs to get in Nicki Minaj's corner and tell her to stop all the things she's doing.
While she's walking her tiger in India.
Wiling out on Twitter.
3-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Nice work, Kennedy.
That was just by the skin of my teeth. My friend. So same. Well done to you.
I don't feel as bad.
That's my girl.
Thank you, sir.
You are not walking away empty-handed. You've won 4 tickets to see the Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour coming to the TD Garden. Dick Van Dyke was there to throw out the first ball there, I think, at the 100 years ago. You know, the tip up? I tried, Dan.
Stop.
You didn't have to.
I know. But do you know me? HarlemGlobetrotters.com/New England. If you want to buy tickets, you enjoy the game. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I can't. My name is Andrea from Melrose, and I can't beat Kennedy. But thank you so much, guys.
Oh, thank you, man. Happy holidays.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Kennedy, say hey to Jacob from Rockport.
Hi, Jacob.
Hi, Kennedy.
We kick Kennedy out, please.
Kennedy, get out of here.
Get out of here.
5 pop culture trivia questions. Jacob, answer more right than Kennedy, who has now gone into that soundproof studio. And you win yourself $1,000 this morning, okay?
Sounds good.
If you tie, that's a loss for you. Question number 1. Stephen King says Rob Reiner's movie adaptation of his book was the best ever done. The movie starred a young River Phoenix. Name that movie.
Oh.
Question number 3. Elle Fanning has a massive crush on this comedic actor who Fanning describes as sex on legs, the perfect man, and the hottest man I've ever seen in my life. He had a group called Tenacious D. Who is he?
Oh, that would be Jack Black.
Tim McGraw wore some fringed bell-bottom pants during his Las Vegas residency, and it drew comparisons to a superstar female country artist known for also wearing bell-bottom jeans. Who is she?
Would that be Dolly Parton?
Question number 4. Legendary General Hospital star Anthony Geary died Sunday of complications from a scheduled surgery. He was 78 years old. What were the characters' names of the couple that became a pop culture moment in its heyday?
Bosa?
There was a famous couple on General Hospital back in the day. What was their name on the show?
Luke and something.
Oh, you're right there.
Oh, it's another L name. Laura.
And question number 5. Bill Belichick was seen in Atlanta supporting his girlfriend Jordan Hudson at another cheerleading competition. Is her team name Code Red, Code Blue, or Code Black?
Code Red.
Why all right.
Just like the Mountain Dew.
Kennedy! Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please. Jacob, what's going on in your world?
Just working.
Nice.
You know, the usual.
Yep. You're an HVAC tech?
I am.
Yep. Get into a trade, right, kids. Get into a trade.
Yep.
Kennedy, Jacob from Rockport got 2 out of 5 correct.
All right. Well done.
These are tough. You ready?
Yep.
Stephen King said Rob Reiner's movie adaptation of his book was the best ever done. The movie starred a young River Phoenix. Name the movie.
Stand by Me.
1-0. Question number 2. Elle Fanning has a massive crush on this comedic actor who Fanning described as sex on legs, the perfect man, and the hottest man I've ever seen in my life. He had a group called Tenacious D. Who is he?
Jack Black.
He was shocked by that description. There's a great article in Vanity Fair about it. 2-1. Question number 3. Tim McGraw wore some fringed bell-bottom pants during his Vegas residency, and it drew comparisons to a superstar female country artist also known for wearing bell-bottoms. Who is she?
Lainey Wilson.
You have a pair of those, don't you?
I have a pair of pants from her Wrangler collaboration. They're not exactly...
Oh, I gotcha.
They're more boot cut, I would say.
Oh, I was talking to Dan.
Sorry.
3-1. Question number 4. Legendary General Hospital star Anthony Gary died Sunday of complications from a scheduled surgery. He was 78. What were the characters' names of the couple that became a pop culture moment in its heyday?
Luke and Laura.
Yes, Luke and Laura.
I think I missed school that day. I really do.
Oh, I ran home. I remember running home to watch it happen. 4-2. Question number 5. Bill Belichick was seen in Atlanta supporting his girlfriend Jordan Hudson at another cheerleading competition. He's a good dad. Is her team name, her cheer team, Kennedy, is it called Code Red, Code Blue, or Code Black?
Code Red.
3-time national champs, back-to-back champs, put some respect on their check.
I shall. What is it?
Code Black.
Code Black. Got it.
Code Black is it. 4-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Nice job, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Jacob, I'm sorry you don't get the $1,000, but we do appreciate you listening and calling into play today.
Of course, it's worth a shot.
It was worth it. It is always worth a shot.
Yeah, take a crack at $1,000. Why not?
Why not?
Yep. All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Thanks for the opportunity. Have a good holiday.
Nailed it.
Close enough. Good luck HVACing.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.